6:56, wake up Kenosha, Bill and Pete. He is helping folks get out of trouble with the Internal Revenue Service and the State Revenue Department. He is Paul Francetic. Paul, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
So we got to get to it. It surely hogged up all your time, Paul. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Actually, we have some good news for self-employed folks today who may have been affected by COVID. Now, that wasn't the good news, but you do have some good news for those people, Paul.
Yeah, so the IRS just came out with a form they're going to add to the 2020 tax filing season. It's form 7202. It gives the ability to people that are self-employed, if they got sick themselves, if their spouse got sick, if they had to take care of kids because they had stayed home from school. There's going to be a calculation on this form to give the self-employed person a tax credit on a 2020 tax return. It's kind of like a give back, because they gave out the regular employees. If you're sick, if you had to take care of kids, your employer was required to pay you up to like 2 weeks, I believe it was. With that CARES Act that passed back in April.
Right, everybody got the $1,200 checks.
Yeah, so then this kind of helps out the self-employed people because, of course, they couldn't get any money at that time because they weren't a W-2 employee like a regular person was. So this is kind of, throwing some money back to them. And it's like I said, it's a tax credit. It's a lot better than a deduction. So if you qualify for, let's say, $2,000, that's $2,000 that's going to come directly off your taxes. It's not going to be a deduction at your marginal tax rate. So yeah, it's a great deal, I think, for self-employed people.
Yeah, so make sure you mention that to your accountant, and actually a good accountant, right? Paul probably should mention it to you that you're getting it this tax credit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's going to be so many changes on this year's tax forms that just without everything going on with the COVID for different credits and deductions and everything like that. So it's going to be kind of a mess. I'm going to be kind of surprised if the filing season gets started on time in mid to late January, just because of all the updates the IRS has to do to these forms. It might take them an extra couple of weeks to get everything situated to get the filing season rolling on time.
Yeah, I mean, is there any realistic expectation if you file, early next year when you might see a refund? Or, I guess it all depends on what shakes down with the pandemic and the vaccine and all this other business, Paul.
Yeah, because right now we're on the pins and needles, I guess, because they have to pass that spending bill by December 11th. Otherwise, the government's going to shut down. So, if the government shuts down like it did a couple of years ago, we lost like a month there over Christmas and right after the new year, then it pushed the filing season back. So hopefully we're going to get past that deal and get that everything they need done by the 11th. So we're not going to get delayed because of not having funding for the government.
A lot of stuff going on. And listen, you got trouble with the IRS? Get a hold of this guy. He's Paul Francetic. Francetic Tax Resolutions. Paul, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
My website, 262tax.com. I've got a phone number on there and a contact page, and I'll get back in 24 hours with an email then.
You'll do it. Don't get frantic Saturday morning, 7 a.m. A chance to win a cool gift card, a big prize on that program. Paul, thanks so much. You have a great week, sir.